COVID mania descended on America in March of 2020. State and local governments all across the country imposed a litany of authoritarian measures. They locked us into our homes. They shuttered thousands of small businesses, many which have never returned. They closed our churches and they made people wear masks, any mask, to supposedly contain a microbial disease. But a lot has changed over the last 20 months. Millions of Americans have realized that COVID-19 is nowhere near as dangerous as Dr. Anthony Fauci continues to pretend it is. Millions have also realized that unelected health bureaucrats have entirely too much power. And I think it's safe to say more Americans are awakening every day to the nightmare that if we do not guard our liberty, every aspiring Tim Pot dictator receiving a taxpayer paycheck will gladly tell us what we can and cannot do. And for those reasons, 2021 is the year that Americans began pushing back against COVID tyranny and limiting the power of pseudo-health experts. In this episode of Beyond the Cover, we'll be discussing Peter Rykowski's story, States Push Back Against COVID Technocracy, published in the November 22nd, 2021 edition of The New American. Peter is the research associate for the John Birch Society, and he is a frequent contributor to The New American. Peter, glad you can join us, man.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
So in your story, in the title you use the word technocracy, not tyranny or authoritarianism. What is technocracy, and why did you choose to use that word in this context?
Well, technocracy refers to a system of government where elites and so-called experts have full control over society. It's also referred to as a scientific dictatorship because of the vast amount of control these so-called experts have over us, and these people have absolutely zero regard for individual freedom and for the Constitution. And technocracy is also the preferred government of the New World Order that the elite and that the deep state is pushing for. And we've actually seen technocracy being implemented on the state level. The various COVID restrictions are one of the main examples of this, where they've given these health officials vast amounts of power to make decisions which can completely shape the direction of our economy and our society and the level of freedom that we have. And many of these officials are unelected.
Okay, so technocracy describes the kind of tyranny that we're seeing. So your article focuses on just that, the pushback. So how are states pushing back?
Well, according to a study by Kaiser Health News, over 26 states have enacted various limitations on the power of state and local health officials, limiting their ability to enact restrictions in the name of COVID-19 or any other disease or pandemic. So for example, they've limited the power of state and local officials to quarantine people against their will, to get vaccinated against their will, or to impose these tyrannical mask mandates. And they've also, the state legislators have also passed several laws giving themselves the ability to overturn the edicts of local health or state health officials.
Have all the states put some sort, the ones who have implemented some of these restrictions on their power, have all of them limited these health bureaucrats, or have some done better than others?
Some states have done better than others. There are some states that have drastically limited the powers of these health officials. Others have done a less comprehensive job at doing so. Mm-hmm. But to give a couple of examples of states that have done a phenomenal job at this, Montana is one example of that. During COVID-19, there were these unelected local health boards that could unilaterally impose mask mandates, shut down businesses, churches, and the Montana state legislator in 2021, this year, after the Republicans took full control of the government, they passed several very important bills. For example, banning these local health boards from shutting down churches or imposing mask mandates, and allowing local elected officials to rescind the orders made by these unelected boards. Mm-hmm. And the Montana legislature also completely banned forced vaccinations of any kind.
Right.
And then another really good example is Tennessee, which is in a similar situation as Montana. There were these local health boards, unelected, but the orders that they made on mask mandates, business closures, curfews had the full force of law. So the legislator passed legislation making the health board's powers merely advisory.
Yeah. Now, is this mostly a red state trend?
Yeah, overwhelmingly it's red states. There's only one blue state where the legislator actually limited the powers of health officials. That's New York, by the way. And it was only a partial limitation of the governor's power. But the vast majority of the states were red states, red state legislators. Now, the governors in these Republican-controlled states, even if they were Republican governors, have been a lot less enthusiastic about limiting
the powers.
Yeah,
go into that, because you mentioned that, you know, they would get past some of these measures, these anti-COVID tyranny measures would get passed, and then there'd be even Republican governors who became an obstacle. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, in a few states, Indiana, Ohio, and North Dakota, for example, the legislators of those states would pass laws, for example, limiting or banning mask mandates, limiting the powers of these local or state health officials to enact these edicts in the name of fighting COVID-19, and the governors vetoed these bills. Now, thankfully, the legislators in those three states were able to overturn the vetoes, but it really shows that the governors of these states are in favor of technocracy and they don't want their powers limited. They don't even want the powers of local health officials limited. And Indiana's governor, Eric Holcomb, he is now challenging the legislators' laws in court. He's trying to strike them down regain his power.
Is he appealing to the Indiana Supreme Court?
Yep, that's what he's doing.
What about these purple type states? Like Wisconsin, they have a Democratic governor, but they have very red legislatures. Is there any action on COVID tyranny mitigation, and what does that look like in those states?
Yeah, those states have taken very interesting routes in limiting the powers of the governor and limiting the powers of state and local officials. Now, obviously, there's the Democrat governor that's acting as an obstacle to the legislators, but they found various other means of preserving and restoring freedom. For example, in Pennsylvania, voters approved two referendums earlier this year limiting the powers of the governor. Now, in Pennsylvania, any referendum needs to be approved by the state legislator. So the legislator of Pennsylvania, they knew that the governor would not sign the legislation they pass. Mm-hmm. So they simply initiated a referendum for people to vote, the exact same subject.
Huh.
So the voters accepted that, and now the governor's power is limited. Another example is in Michigan, where the governor, Governor Whitmer, a very strong supporter of COVID tyranny, the legislator, they knew that she would veto any bill that they pass. So they used a very interesting provision in the Constitution that allows the legislator to enact laws without the governor's signature. This only applies in limited cases. I believe you need a certain number of voter signatures in order to enact such a law. And they accomplished that in Michigan. So they repealed a 1945 law that Whitmer was using all the time in 2020 to shut down businesses, mandate masks, and other ridiculous edicts.
This is great. Everyone's getting so creative. Now, how does all this mesh with the recent Biden administration vax mandate? I think you touched on that a little bit. Is that the new frontier of resisting this COVID technocracy?
Yeah. So what we saw last year in 2020 was mainly on the state and local levels, these officials imposing these totalitarian, authoritarian COVID measures. Now we're seeing it being implemented on the federal level, with Joe Biden and with OSHA mandating employers to vaccinate their employees against their will or else they'll be fired. Now, this edict is completely unconstitutional. There's zero basis for it. So it's necessary for the states to nullify that edict and any other edict that's unconstitutional coming from the federal government.
And they've begun doing so to some degree, right?
Right. So four states have either just completed special sessions or are about to enter into special sessions specifically for the purpose of nullifying Joe Biden's mandate, and several other states will likely follow in the next few months. And another thing, the reforms that these states have already passed will make it a lot harder for Joe Biden to enforce these edicts and to, you know, take full control in terms of COVID-19. So the states are already acting as a buffer, protecting the people from the totalitarian federal mandates, but it's, you know, obviously very important that they continue to take action and hold these special sessions and outright nullify these unconstitutional federal decrees.
You finished the article with a section called Changing the People. What does that mean? What's happening here?
Right. So the main focus of my article was the various legislative changes the states were making in response to the tyranny on the state, federal, and local levels. But there's another aspect to this, which is that the states, the state leaders are now, they have a lot more interest in the quality of the officials that they appoint to these public health positions. Mm-hmm. You know, they no longer, at least the conservative pro-liberty people, they don't want to appoint these left-wing pro-totalitarian technocrats into these positions. They want to appoint other lovers of freedom into these positions. So some of them have already begun doing so. One very prominent example is in Florida with Ron DeSantis. He, his former Surgeon General, he resigned and was replaced by Dr. Joseph Lapido, who is a very, you know, pro-liberty person with regards to health mandates and with forced vaccination. You know, he opposes forced vaccination. He opposes mask mandates. He even signed the Great Barrington Declaration, which takes a very strong stance against these various mandates.
Against tyranny, yeah.
Right. So now Florida's main public health official is supporting freedom in terms of COVID-19. And other states are following. And in addition to that, many of the technocrats from last year have already resigned or have been fired.
What, like 300 and some change of them, right?
Yeah, over 300 nationwide.
They didn't like that. They couldn't tell people what to do. Go figure.
Yeah. A lot of them resigned specifically because they were angry that their power was limited.
Yeah, that was very common. Well, Peter, thank you so much for this. And people can find your story in the November 22nd edition of The New American. If you haven't subscribed, you got to do it, man. Get the subscribe to The New American, get our bi-weekly magazine, and get and read Peter's story about what's going on across America. Thank you very much for your time, Peter.
Thank you, Paul.